This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Welcome to the Click Nation Podcast. I am your host, Tim D-O-double-G, and this is a very special recording we have going on here on Saturday, July 21st, 2012. Almost forgot the year. We actually have all four members of the, at least the podcast, Click Nation, in the same room at the same damn time. That's right.
Don't bring up the same damn time.
No same damn time.
You can wait to say the same damn time.
Y'all
all fucking day.
Y'all will respect Future, the artist.
No the fuck, I ain't got the shit.
That's Future?
Isn't it Future?
Future? Or is that 2 Chainz?
That's 2 Chainz.
They signed the damn same. They wear it.
No, it's Future. I know
you know.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so.
Now, if someone says later that you're wrong, or, you know.
Are we looking it up right now as we speak?
Oh, no, not yet.
I'm okay, go ahead.
Yes, we're all, Tim D-O-double-G, the Adam Black, Mr. Banff, and Leroy Jetstream are all together to record a special podcast, and that's because we're going to review the Dark Knight Rises, the cinematic masterpiece by Christopher Nolan. But before we get started, of course, we want to say, our thoughts and prayers are with everyone that was affected by the horrible shooting in Aurora, Colorado on a Friday morning at the midnight viewing of The Dark Knight Rises. Is it The Dark Knight Rises or is it just Dark Knight Rises?
Dude,
Dark Knight
is The Dark Knight
Rises. The Dark Knight Rises.
That's what I thought, but I've seen a lot of people leaving the D out.
Because they're lazy.
Yeah. But yes, we want to, like I said, say our thoughts and prayers are with everyone affected, and we're going to take a quick little moment of silence for them. All right. So, before the previous podcast, when we reviewed the Batman Begins and The Dark Knight, Mr. Banff wasn't in attendance because he had to work. So, real quickly, before we get into Dark Knight Rises, we were going to get his opinion on the first two movies of the trilogy.
My opinion on the first two movies of the trilogy. The great thing about Batman Begins, because it definitely had the biggest hurdle to overcome, coming off of Batman and Robin, the travesty that was that whack ass movie. What it did, like I said, in overcoming that hurdle, actually grounded Batman in reality. Because Batman is really, truly maybe two comic book characters that you can honestly go make a very, very realistic, kind of gritty movie with him, and it's believable. And Batman Begins did a very good job in doing that. It actually is a lot more comic booky than Dark Knight, than The Dark Knight, and that's mostly because it's an origin story. So, but like I said, it introduced Ra's al Ghul, League of Shadows, a character that has never been touched on in any of the films, and that was pretty good. That was cool. Definitely one of my favorite comic book movies. But I still don't understand why. I ask y'all opinion. I still don't understand why most people think Batman Begins is better than Dark Knight. I still don't see that.
Haven't heard too much of that.
I haven't heard that. I've always been like Dark Knight before Rise came out was the better one of the two.
Yeah.
That's how I thought it was.
Because I think it is. I mean, I think Dark Knight is better than Batman Begins, sure, just strictly because it's a more realistic.
Had a better villain.
Definitely had a better villain. You know, I love Liam Neeson, but hey, you know, Heath Ledger blows people out the water in the movie. I mean, you know, even though Dark Knight is really the Joker's movie, but still, it's a better movie. Like I said, of course, Dark Knight Rises. What can you say about it? It's, you know.
And our review will contain spoilers, so if you have not
seen it, you are a fucking idiot. Go see it.
Just download our podcast, which you can find on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, or on our website, www.thecliquenation.com. Save it, download it until you've actually seen Dark Knight Rises. Then, of course, hit that play button and listen to this nice, lovely review. And since I'm in our different places where you can listen to us, you can also follow us on Twitter at TheClickNation and check out our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheClickNation. And on Google Plus, just search for TheClickNation.
What did you want to, you had to give a rating for the first two movies.
Ratings. I forgot about ratings. Batman Begins will get a 4, and Dark Knight will get a 4.5. And the only reason I give it a 4.5 now is because Dark Knight Rises came out.
All right. Sort of foreshadowing what that grade will be, I'm assuming.
Yes.
So, I guess you were also saying, before we started recording, basically, you could have Batman Begins and Dark Knight Rises, and you don't really need.
You really technically Dark Knight. Don't need Dark Knight. You need it for, like I said, a couple of things. You know, you need it for Harvey Dent because he figures into the story of Dark Knight Rises. You need that. You need the fact that Batman's taking the fall for all his for Harvey Dent's crimes. You need that. Other than that, Dark Knight. Really is not even needed if you're going to look at these movies. If you go see Dark Knight Rises, you really don't need to see Dark Knight to
understand what's going on.
You definitely need to see Batman Begins because they are a lot closely intertwined with each other. Because a lot of the loose ends from Batman Begins are tied up in Dark Knight Rises.
Cool. So, with that, like I said before, we have everyone here except for our reality check liaison, Brandy. She, of course, we're filming on an off night, so it's a Saturday, so she's out enjoying her night, I'm assuming, but she'll be back with us on our next recording to give us all the latest goings on with Love and Hip Hop ATL and whatever other ratchetness occurs on television.
Ratched.
And of course, breaking news, Viacom and DirecTV settled their dispute, so.
I got all the channels back. Yay! I got Nickelodeon, I got BET.
Nah, you ain't got BET.
Nobody want no goddamn BET.
Got VH1. I'm sure TMC is one of those stations that was lost to.
Right.
We got Spike.
You got MTV back. Hey, and MTV Jams. Hey.
Yeah.
Real World.
Does MTV play videos?
MTV Jams and...
Real World and... Real, what, the... 16 yeah, Pregnant? Yeah, 16.
The series that's coming to an end.
Yay.
Multi-year run is coming to an end.
Finally.
Thank goodness. Good.
Ain't them hoes like 30 and pregnant?
At this point, yeah.
They should be, if they're not. Making money off their damn kids.
You know what I'm saying? Close your legs, bitches.
Same for MTV. Shame on you, whores. Shaking my finger at you.
Yeah, you can't see us shake our fingers. So we're shaking our fingers simultaneously.
That's nuts.
So, lean on into The Dark Knight Rises. Mr. Wesley, we'll tell the story of how we all, at least three of us here in the room, saw it together. And I'm assuming you've seen it, right?
Yeah, I've seen this.
When I say you, I mean...
He needs to tell the story of what happened to him.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. I mean, as if you all know that whenever the clique is always susceptible to...
Shenanigans.
And myself, okay, this is what happened. I finally decided I'm going to go to the, I originally wanted to see the IMAX version. I decided, you know what, I'm going to save the money. I'm just going to go to the regular version, just the regular 2D, just regular version, you know, save $5, whatever. So, you know, I go to the shows, 1 o'clock showing. I go in the theater, we sit in, everyone's coming in, we sitting down, you know, we're co-mingling, you know, Batman fans, whatever. And, you know, we hear, and the audio stops for out, like the commercials for, before the trailers, that comes on, we hear that, no picture, not even really thinking about it, because, whatever.
Screens mess up sometimes.
Screens mess up sometimes. Sometimes it takes a little while for the screen to pop up, whatever. So, about 5-6 minutes before 1 o'clock, the manager of the theater comes in. He says, "Sorry, unfortunately, I got bad news. You're not gonna be able to watch The Dark Knight in this particular room, this particular auditorium." You know, he said, "We've been having troubles with the projector since this morning. We haven't gotten it fixed yet." So he proceeds, you know, nice guy, really, really nice guy. You know, he proceeds to give everyone a free pass to the movies, you know, to make up for this. And he also said, if you decide you want to stay, you know, the ticket that you just bought, if you want to stay, go to the 2 o'clock showing, you can do that. You know, and it was like, okay, cool. So, you know, I walk out, a couple other guys, we go sit down. Now, keep in mind, the 1 o'clock showing is on the left side of the building. This building, the theater is divided into two separate sides. The 1 o'clock show was on the left side, so we walk over to the benches, which is on the right side of the building, where the 2 o'clock show is going to be. So I'm out there sitting and waiting. It's about a little after 1 at this point. You know, and I'm just talking with these other two guys. And then it just dawns on me as I look down the right side of the building, down that hall, the very first screen is an IMAX screen. So it's like, and it starts at 2:30. So I was like, why the hell would I want to go down to the 2 o'clock one? I just go to the IMAX one. The other random punk ass dudes who were like sitting out there with me, well, I don't know, man, I'm just gonna go to the 2 o'clock. I was like, fuck that.
Is that how you said it?
Fuck that. That's exactly what I said. And I sauntered my ass right on into the damn IMAX screening. And I saw IMAX screening of The Dark Knight for $7.
That's how you do the come up.
That's right, goddamn it.
So, yes, Mr. Bamp saw it ahead of the rest of us.
Yes.
And once Tim Dog got off work, I made my way down to Macon, Georgia, and of course,
birthplace of the NWO.
Yes, actually, for those that don't know, the NWO, Scott Hall made his appearance on Nitro, interrupting a match between two people who escaped me right now.
It doesn't even matter who it was.
It doesn't matter. Usually, you remember.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, and
it doesn't matter.
He came out in his jean shorts, jean suit special. With the jean vest and the tight jeans.
Boots.
Said, you know who I am.
You don't know why I'm here.
But yeah, so.
We love you, Scott Hall.
Yes.
Friday, July 20th was Adam Black's birthday. So, since it being the birthday and Dark Knight Rises coming out, had to come down here and see it with him. So, myself, the Adam Black, and Mr. Banff all went to, what time was it, 9 o'clock showing?
Yes.
Yeah.
We decided not to do the 10:30 because we didn't want to get out of the IMAX at like sometime after 1 o'clock. So, that's what we did.
Right.
We saw it with the rest of the Adam Black's family, and of course we loved it.
Yes.
Theater was almost already full by the time we got there.
Yep.
We sat a little closer than we usually like to sit, but
that's okay.
Yeah, so we sat in the back row of the front level, that makes sense.
Of the floor level seats.
Yes, yeah. Floor level.
And I saw that shit for free, because I had a free motherfucking pass. I am such a fucking boss.
But my wife has now realized the same thing I told you guys last week about Amazing Spider-Man, that my stepdaughter is going to be that black girl that talks during the whole movie, because I just saw her, she's on my left, and I just saw her, shut up. Okay.
Like, what is she talking during movies for?
She's like, why are you going that way? Wait,
when is that? Yeah. How is she talking to the screen?
She's talking to the screen. I wouldn't do that. Go. And then, you know, plus, it's late at night, I know, and she's about to fall asleep, and I'm one of the ones, I'm like, I'll be damned if you go to sleep during this movie that I just paid for.
I just paid all this goddamn money for.
You better wake up. Wake up. Then she was trying to lean, like, I'm tired. Sit up. But anyway, that's our movie. That was my movie experience. I was, you know, while I enjoyed the movie.
It's so hilarious that I have a totally different movie experience than you, and we were at the theater at the same time on the same damn run.
Who did I sit next to?
You sat next to me.
Oh, okay, no wonder.
Yeah, I was into the film.
Yes.
Yeah. I was, you know, I'm catching it on the side, but you saw it. Yeah, I
saw mine at, 12 o'clock noon in the day, because I found out Dark Knight was airing into movies at 9 o'clock. So for everybody who isn't from Macon, that means that they opened up the movie theater at fucking 8, because they usually don't start a movie in, Amstar 16 now?
Yeah.
Amstar 16, they usually don't start pumping out movies until like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And pretty much Batman took over the whole theater here in Macon. So I think it was playing on, about 5-6 screens?
12.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they have 16 screens, so Batman probably was playing all 12.
He was playing on 12.
And then the IMAX screens as well.
Right.
Yeah, but my experience was great. It was packed for the noon. Usually I catch matinees because, I'm cheap. And I do that because when I want to see a movie by myself, and I usually, you know, date chicks and they want to ask me about a movie, especially the comic book one, then I have to go to the movie twice. I got to catch the new one so I can sit there and enjoy it in peace. Then I catch the night one when everybody comes out and, you know, talks to the movie. Although I did have a couple people want to talk through, but one dude shut them down and they didn't say anything else through the matinee movie by Batman.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did, like, in my IMAX viewing, I did have a set of three white kids who just thought they were going to come in and giggle and wrestle and play. And I was like, hey, white kids, shut the fuck up. I want to enjoy this goddamn movie.
That I got in for free.
Yeah,
right.
If you guys see Mr. Banff on this thing and he looks a little disgruntled and sad, you have to picture that at about 6'2 and 300 some pounds.
It ain't 300 no more.
It's
280. It's 280 now. I've lost weight.
Lose weight.
I'm slimming down. Getting sexy again.
So let's talk about some of the trailers we saw beforehand.
Trailers! I love trailers.
I was just so happy I didn't see that fucking Frank and Weenie movie trailer again.
You didn't want to see that again?
No, nobody wants to see that shit. I don't watch Tim Burton movies. I might look at Dark Shadows when it comes out. I don't want that dude.
Mm-hmm. I about to say that came and went, man.
No, when it comes out.
When it comes out
when it hit Redbox.
Yeah, basically.
The only trailer that I can remember that's worth mentioning is the Man of Steel, Superman.
Yeah, I was so disappointed by that. I don't like the one on Comic-Con.
Yeah, the Comic-Con one was
Comic-Con is much better. Go look at that one.
But you know, like I said, I think they were just trying to, with this trailer, with the trailer that's before Dark Knight, they were just kind of showing, hey, it's we doing a realism kind of real kind of thing with Superman.
So less is more.
Right. You know, I'm just tripping on the fact that they actually used a music cue from the Lord of the Rings in that trailer. It's like, okay. You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure the average moviegoer was like,
didn't know
what the hell it was.
I mean, it sounded Lord of the Ringish to me, right, but I didn't make the connection that it was actually played in Lord of the Rings.
You know, yeah.
Because I don't know how y'all previews went, but with mine, you know, Hobbit. Hobbit came when I went. Hobbit trailer came on first.
Yeah, the same.
Then the Superman. So it was like, what? What's his name on the Hobbit?
They're not on the Hobbit. No.
The one thing,
but
I mean the music. I mean, it was like,
yeah. But my now the IMAX actually showed the Skyfall trailer. They showed the Hobbit trailer. They showed Man of Steel. It showed something else. I cannot remember what it was. I think it was Resident Evil. Yeah, the new Resident Evil.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't get Skyfall or Resident Evil.
We just got Hobbit and
That Skyfall trailer makes me giddy every time I see it. I love that damn trailer. I love James. Anyway.
So I guess we can mention the Hobbit. The only thing I remember from the Hobbit movie is the song that they sung.
Yeah. Which is a really, really cool song. If you've seen Lord of the Rings and heard like Aragorn sing his song, it's something that sounds similar to that. But I'm definitely excited for that, you know, because I am a Lord of the Rings nerd.
Yes. So we got the trailers, and then we got the Dark Knight Rises, and of course it starts off with them remembering the what was.
It's Harvey Dent Day.
Yeah, Harvey Dent Day. 8 years since he was quote unquote killed by the Batman. So I guess they've created a Harvey Dent Act. Not sure exactly what the act was.
The Harvey Dent Act pretty much is you got locked up, you got no probation.
Yeah, it's pretty much a law. Yeah. If you were locked up and you were connected to organized crime, no probation, you in jail, bitch. Forever.
And good. And Gotham City had turned into almost a utopia. They wanted to make it sound like all crime had almost
been eradicated.
Yeah. So there was that, and Commissioner Gordon was going to give a speech, and he had it all written down on a nice piece of paper to come back to bite him later. But in his speech, he was going to state how it was actually Harvey Dent that went crazy and killed cops, and Batman's the one that stopped him and saved Commissioner Gordon's family and took the fall for it and became a fugitive. So, and I'm sure we'll skip around a lot of different points in this review. So no one's seen or heard from Bruce Wayne in these 8 years since the Dark Knight. He's become a recluse and he's basically holed up in Wayne Manor. Not sure. I guess I never understood. Yes, I know the Batman's hunted by the police and whatnot, but what was the point in him staying inside? I guess he felt like his life was ruined because Batman.
There was nothing for him to do. There was no crime, so it was nothing for him to do.
I think when Rachel died, he was still in his head that they were supposed to be together, when he gave up Batman, when she died, and he had, you know, it was nothing left for him to do outside of Batman. And once Batman became hunted and he gave that up, his life really had no meaning. He was stuck in that point in time, and it was like, what's the point?
Because that was mentioned, I guess, later.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because, you know, all the Batman fans know that even in Bruce Wayne's mind, he thinks of himself as Batman. That's the only time he feels
that's his true face.
Useful. That's right. Yeah. That's who he really is. You know, which is a good little scene with what do they call him in the movie? It starts off as the cop. I don't want to give away. Well, this is a spoiler alert.
John Blake.
Yeah, John Blake. mm-hmm. where John Blaze tells about the whole mask and noticing that he wears a mask, you know, and that Bruce Wayne is his...
Is the mask.
Is the mask.
So during the Harvey Dent party that they were throwing, I guess it was at Wayne Manor.
Yeah.
And Selina Kyle, who was played by Anne Hathaway.
She did an awesome job.
Awesome job.
Yes. Awesome. Yes. Because I don't think of Hathaway as sexy, but she was sexy.
Yeah, I guess we can get, instead of just me saying basically running down the whole movie, we can talk about different things from the movie, like the actors and actresses. Yeah. So we had Anne Hathaway.
I think she did a very good job.
Yes, I was impressed.
Yeah, and she's better than Michelle Pfeiffer. You know, which is you know, fuck it out. If it pisses a couple people off, whatever, go see the movie. I mean,
and her character does stick more to the Catwoman from the comic book.
Right.
I mean, you know, with the thief and the whole, even with them leaving her, I do not know the name of her assistant, but she does have an assistant in the movie, or I guess a partner in crime like she does in the comic book. So,
yeah. You have to wonder, are they just friends or is there something more between them?
Look, in this movie, she's a Catwoman. She's doing whatever it takes.
They never said her name as Catwoman. They just said she was a cat.
Burglar.
And her name was Selina Kyle, but there was no mention. They didn't say Catwoman come here or anything like that. It was just...
Which fits into the Christopher Nolan realism world that he's crafted for Gotham City and these Batman movies.
Right.
So we have Selina Kyle. Then we have Christian Bale as Batman once again. His acting, of course, was excellent as ever. Anyone else have anything?
Except I still hate the voice, the Batman voice thing.
The Batman voice actually sounded better.
It's like they didn't overprocess it so much.
It sounded more natural.
Yeah, not like Assy McGee.
Yeah.
It sounded closer to what it did in Batman Begins.
Right.
So is that what they do? They just like digitize his voice?
They reprocess
it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think Bale can do that.
He might.
You've heard him scream at technicians. You know, the tech
so fucking stupid! Oh my god, he's so fucking angry.
That rat was hilarious.
Oh my god. Yeah. Isn't that the funniest thing? That was like the funniest. Yeah, I think he was very good as Bruce Wayne. It's like he knows the character now, so I was more interested in seeing him as Bruce Wayne in this movie than I was seeing him as Batman.
I'm wondering why he was walking around with the cane.
That kind of made sense because
if he's been taking as many ass whoopings as possible, then
he hasn't not in the last 8 years though.
Yeah, but he took enough. Yeah.
Yeah, I know they say he has no cartilage in his knees.
Come on, when he was doing training with the League of Shadows, plus he's been around the world, fighting around the world.
So all he has to do is just put some brace on his knee.
It's a bat brace, damn it.
Yeah.
he's back to normal.
It's a bat brace.
It was a cybernetic brace. So,
you know what I'm saying? Damn, you sound like a hater. It's a bat brace.
As designed by Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Right. Yeah. Made a famous Stone Cold special.
The director's.
We had Alfred, played by the
always incredible Michael Caine.
A very gripping performance, especially at the end.
I think that he did that. This was his best. This was the best performance.
Yeah. This is probably one of the best Alfreds you will ever see, because this is the first time where this Alfred is like, and this is spoiler alert, this Alfred is like, you know what, Bruce? I'm not going with the plan. It was cool when you made the Batcave. You made the car. You dressed up in the costume. It's not cool anymore. Like, you need to stop.
Right.
Basically, he's like, you know what? I didn't want you to come back to Gotham either.
I was kind of confused by that, because it seemed like, first he kept saying he wanted Bruce to get out and do stuff, but in the beginning when he was saying that, I took it as he wanted him to get out and be Batman again.
He wanted to get out and live a life, be Bruce Wayne, not be Batman.
And that was what we were talking about before, why he was in the house. It was like, taking away Batman was his life, and Alfred wanted him. I don't want you to be Batman. Just live.
Just live. Yeah.
It took having his mother's jewelry stolen for him to wake up,
and that was by the cat burglar, Selina Kyle.
It's kind of, which is a great part of the movie.
That we won't refer she's to as very the cat smooth.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we should refer to her as Selina Kyle. But yeah,
she's a very smooth cat.
But yeah, but Michael Caine, yeah, his performance was very good. Like I said, especially at the end, there's a funeral scene at the end, you know, for Bruce Wayne, and it's just like he seems generally hurt and, you know, and sad that Bruce is, you know, quote unquote dead. Mm-hmm. Actually made me choke up a little bit.
I was a little,
you know, because I choke up in movies anyway because you know, I'm a Libra, I can't help it, I'm emotional. You know, but it, yeah, you know, always incredible, Michael Caine.
And had Morgan Freeman as Lucius Potts, and
Morgan Freeman.
What's the Oldman guy that plays
Gary Oldman?
Gary Oldman.
That's Gary Oldman, man. I mean, come
yeah, but yeah. As Commissioner Gordon, both of them were great as always. We had a new cast member, Joseph Gordon. Mm-hmm. I always want to say Jason. Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Blake. John Blake.
He's a police officer.
Yes.
Yeah.
And everyone was wondering what his role in the movie was going to be.
Well, you know, he's an up and coming police officer.
Yeah.
Who somehow
You might even say he's a boy wonder of a police officer.
Right.
Who somehow deducted that Bruce Wayne was Batman because Batman saved him as a child one day, right?
Yeah. He relates to Bruce's life.
He was an orphan in one of the orphanages that the Wayne Foundation funded. Bruce Wayne comes there, he meets him, he automatically knows he's Batman. Which is one of the many plot holes in this movie that we shall discuss.
Yes, Blake said he was used to putting on a happy mask. To hide his pain from being an orphan. And when Bruce walked in and was all smiles, he saw that same look that he had been using himself. So, he's sad. He must be Batman.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you know, that's what the whole new thing now of comic books, where they pretty much, I guess because we have so much technology with Twitter, Facebook, that secret identities are just out the window. So,
who needs a secret identity?
Yeah, nobody needs a secret identity. So through this movie, they gave up the secret identity.
Iron Man made it cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I won't get onto that crap either. But
I am Batman.
But yeah, that was one of those glaring things that, you know, but, you know, we were talking about they could have used another name for that character. You know, Tim Drake in the comics did find out Bruce Wayne was Batman, but not that way. He deduced it himself. And
he actually did homework instead of just looking at him.
Yeah. Right. Oh, man, he's put on a mask like a
spy. Oh, look at his chin. I see Batman.
I see pain.
That guy looks like he can take a punch.
I see pain behind those eyes.
anguish.
And,
he must be Batman. He couldn't be any other.
Years of hurt.
He's
a hurt and disappointment.
I can see if he said, like, the way he was walking, like, bad knees or something. What's his playboy doing with bad knees?
It's a lot.
Wait, that's a joke. I'm going to keep that shit to myself because it's way too dirty.
So, we also had whoever the lady's name, real name was, that played Talia.
Marion Cotillard.
Was it
Tate? That was her name.
Marion Cotillard. I cannot pronounce her French last name.
She was in The Inception.
She played Leonardo DiCaprio's wife in Inception. It's Marion Cotillard, if I'm pronouncing her last name correctly.
And
you know, she's very, very beautiful. You know, she's beautiful in French. And
Miranda Tate was her character original. She started out as a Miranda Tate in the movie. She was was working to try to get some pure energy device or thing created to, and she was trying to get Bruce Wayne to help fund it.
Well, Bruce had developed the. I guess he had started working on it a few years ago, and for some reason they stopped it because
He got money from it and found out that they couldn't get the thing to really work right, that it was still
No.
A bomb, remember?
That's not how it happened. It did work. He realized that
it could be turned,
into a bomb. And that's why he I'm gonna need y'all to pay attention to the movie.
There's a lot of stuff you have. You've seen it twice, yeah, too, so.
So I got that the first time I saw it.
But, yeah, he was working on that project and decided to scrap
it. He decided to scrap it when the Russian nuclear physicist that Bane kidnaps in the first part of the movie, he publishes a paper saying that, you know, you can essentially turn this thing into a bomb. And Bruce was like, nope. And closes that and stops all any kind of production or work on it or whatever. Yes. You know, thereby almost bankrupting Wayne Enterprises.
And near the end of the movie, you find out that, surprise, she's actually Ra's al Ghul's daughter, Talia.
Talia.
Thus tying it back to Batman Begins.
Yes.
Yes. So
that's Talia.
Synergy.
Synergy.
And
that's the computer from Jim, right?
The computer from Jim?
Sure.
Good playoff on that one. Sure.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, Tim Jim.
And we had Tom Hardy. I do know his name. Tom Hardy as Bane, the main villain in the movie. Yeah,
good old Tom Hardy.
Who's a cross between having the Joker sort of mind as far as being the dropping quotable lines throughout the movie and being one step ahead of his adversaries and a big brawler.
Well, that was the whole, you know, in the comic books, that was the, you know, Bane was the first villain that Batman faced that, you know, most of his villains are like crazy or that they're either crazy and out of their mind or they're like big muscle guys or whatever. Bane was the first time he crossed over into both worlds. He had a devious mind, and he could match strength with the Batman. He even was better than him. But in this movie, Bane was just intimidating. I mean, he led his army like, you know, he could convince these people, "Hey, you're going to die," and they'd be like, "All right. No problem. I know I'm part of the wheel or whatever," and they're okay with that. And I was like, wow, this guy's just got so much, charisma and swagger to him.
Swagger.
Knew that word was coming.
Too old for swagger, dude.
36. You can't say swagger.
But, sir.
I'm just saying, dude.
But, yeah, that was something I liked about the Bane character. I mean, he was just so convincing as a leader.
Yeah, I like Bane a lot. I like the mask. He was a much very intelligent villain for Batman to fight, although he didn't really know who he was fighting, but still very intelligent. I like the whole mask thing. I know I read some reviews where some people were like, they didn't like the mask and the voice of Tom Hardy going through the mask that they redid. I mean, you know, I mean, I liked it, and you know, I even liked the fact that they didn't play up on the fact that that the mask does serve a purpose for all the comic book heads. Everybody knows it, that he takes the venom and the steroids through, and you get a small glimpse of that pretty much at the end of the movie where Batman damages his mask, and you see that he can't control the venom, and he proceeds to move, you know, extremely fast. And it becomes extremely strong because he can't control the venom. But I still like that they didn't really play that up. They stuck to his intelligence.
Did they even mention venom?
No, they didn't mention it. It was just to save his life.
Keep him. He was because
he had been disfigured.
He had been disfigured, and he was in constant agony. And the mask
kept
the pain at bay. So there was no mention of venom. He was just big as hell and strong.
Makes sense in the Nolan world.
Yeah, he didn't want anything.
It wouldn't have made sense, I guess. Yeah, I mean, you know, because Venom is essentially just a super steroid, and it's like, okay. I mean,
well, yeah, we don't feel like pretty much explaining that. Plus, you know, with some of his origin in the comic book, he's from inmate from Cuba, and that does not go well with how the movie pretty much places them in the prison of What was the name of the prison? Prison's called Rise. I know prison was pretty much. Well, that's what they said. How to get out of the prison.
Did they name the prison?
They didn't name it. They didn't name it. Where,
you don't know where it was.
I don't know where. They didn't don't know where know it was. Where it was.
How did Bruce get back to Gotham after he escaped the prison?
We're not going to worry about that plot hole.
Plot hole.
That plot hole you drive 18 wheels through. We're not going to worry about
There's a couple
that.
Of plot holes in this movie. That, you know, like the fact that, how the hell did Catwoman know how to drive the back part automatically?
And well.
She said she got this. She don't need the refresher course.
And then another thing, you know, when Bruce, with, Jim Gordon falls down into Bane's lair, and he comes out, and, you know, John Blake captures him. John Blake says, you know, he mentioned some guy named Bane. No, the hell he didn't, because no one said Bane's name. He was down there.
No.
Oh, I didn't catch that one.
He didn't mention the name, and he didn't really see, I mean,
he was knocked out.
Yeah,
he was hurt, knocked out.
So this whole army you saw, you know, all you saw was the army.
You probably saw the army. Yeah, you might say shit about the Bane. You know, it's a plot hole, but hey, you know, some movies are not perfect.
Yeah.
So I guess the only complaint I'd have about Bane's mask is I had problems understanding him at times.
Yeah,
you did have to focus. On what he was saying.
I don't know if it was because we were sitting closer and maybe the speakers at that part of the theater.
No, it's just the way he sounds.
It kind of sounds
like a Sean Connery through a respirator.
the rapist.
I'll take the rapist
for 100, Alex.
That's therapist.
That's
damn.
Damn you, Trebek.
That's...
That was pretty good.
You know, I mean, it was a lot clearer from when we first heard it, but yeah, it's still a couple parts.
Oh yeah, that first trailer, you couldn't understand.
Yeah, it's like what you say?
No, it was like
it just sounded like it was really digitized.
I think you'll be able to understand him a lot better once you get it home.
Oh yeah,
because. Of course, on Blu-ray, because if you buy this on DVD, you are not allowed to ever listen to our show gagging. I'm bullshitting, really.
But, yeah.
Really.
Were there any more plot holes that we can pick out?
Let's go back to our man, Mr. Blake.
Yes, yeah. I'm sure there's some with him.
I was thinking about him too. Well, I think Blake was kind of created to close up plot holes, but he created more, so... Like how does Blake at the end of the movie find the
Batcave?
He finds the Batcave.
Well, he finds a cave, right?
No, he finds the Batcave.
Was that the
that
one?
When he got that bag left to him, I guess through in Bruce Wayne's will.
Mm-hmm.
It had the coordinates of where to find the Batcave.
Oh, okay.
Pay more attention to the movie.
Well, that was the end. So I was by that point, I was trying to decide if he was still alive.
My brain was working too much. Yeah. All I kept thinking at that point was Batman's dead.
Because I even had a problem
when
Blake and that lady were talking at the end. I was having problems even understanding what she was saying because I couldn't really hear her that well.
Well, you didn't hear the part when she was like, "Oh, you should go by your real name."
Yeah, I heard that part.
Yeah. And then once, you know, at that point, you know, they say his real name, which is
Robin.
Robin.
How many male Robins do you know, though?
I don't know any.
I don't know any.
That's probably.
I know some female Robins, you know, people that actually named Robin, but I can't think of any guys.
Other than Robin Williams.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
But we don't know him.
I'm just saying, even famous people, I can't think of. I couldn't before you said Robin Williams. I couldn't think of any males.
Robin Gill, but you know.
Oh yes, Robin Givens. You know her, Robin from the Real World.
Which one? Got it.
The San Diego cast.
I'm sorry.
So, his name's Robin. So apparently, he's going to take up the mantle of Batman. Because spoiler alert again. It appears at the end of the movie that Batman was killed saving the city when he carries the bomb, which is about to go off under a minute, out to over the water as it explodes.
Yeah.
and he was saved by Captain Carrot and the Amazing Zoo Crew.
Oh, the hell he won't.
Just saying.
And a guy on Twitter, he'll...
William B. West?
No, Heel House, I think his name is. Hope I said it right. I was talking to him DMing him last night, and he was saying, asked me what I thought of the movie, and I was saying, you know, I thought it was great, and, you know, I never really thought that they were going to kill off, you know, Batman. Can't kill off Batman if they haven't done the comic books yet. And he replied back, he was like, yes, they did. And I was like, no, they didn't. I was like, don't be trying to inception me. Because his take was that at the end when Alfred is off at whatever country, he said Florence,
Italy.
And sitting down at the table, he liked to look across and see his dream was always to sit down at the table, look up and see Bruce in there a couple tables away with a nice woman enjoying his life, which. At the end of the movie, we saw that's what Alfred saw, because Bruce was sitting with Selina Kyle. But he was saying, Hill House was saying that was Alfred dreaming, because he said that, you know, that was his dream to always see that.
How the hell did he get that out of that?
Because I guess in the beginning, when Alfred brings up that. When he mentions it to Bruce, he said, you know, he already had that dream, so he was thinking it was a dream.
They pretty much kind of point out once Lucius Fox can find out that the autopilot was
actually fixed.
Yeah.
He fixed it.
Yeah.
And he knew that there's a way he could have
escaped out.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's that. Any other.
Well, the main plot hole, there was one plot hole about when Commissioner Gordon's being driven around in that truck by the evil.
Evil Talia.
Oh, yeah, but how come that bomb never goes off?
He didn't know that she was evil, right? He didn't know.
He didn't know. Yeah, he didn't know. Yeah, he was in the cut.
Yeah, he should have been like, well, what's going on? She's a bad guy. Or, no, she's one of us, right?
Yeah.
That was something that I've been like, he would have been like, what's going on? Why was she driving or whatever? But,
he could have thought that they were trying to escape Bane's goons as they were attacking. Because remember, he was inside the transport carrier, so it's not like he saw Batman and Catwoman attacking. It could have been like Bane's people as they were trying to get the...
Another big plot hole, when Talia reveals herself and she stabs Batman in the side with a knife, that's an extremely long
knife.
No. Just
a soliloquy.
Oh yeah.
I was like,
she explained.
Did you bleed to death?
Yeah. She's explaining everything, and she's immense exposition or whatever, explaining everything.
Also,
she tied up everything.
Also, another thing with that, usually doesn't Batman's suit kind of protect him from getting
From the second movie, the new suit will not, since it has the separate plates.
Mm-hmm.
He can get stabbed, and if you catch him in the right area,
Right. Yes, and I'm mad that I had totally forgot that Talia was supposed to have been in this movie.
Were you surprised?
But yeah, I was.
He's
surprised.
Like,
I was like, oh yeah. Well, I was like, damn it, I forgot that she was in this movie. I should have picked up that she was Talia from the beginning.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had forgot she was in the movie. She was supposed to be in the movie. Then when they're in his house, after they had made sweet, sweet love.
Bat sex.
She got some of that bat dick. Anyway. when they show the scar that's on the little triangle-shaped scar.
The scar, yeah.
If you remember in Batman Begins, the fake Ra's al Ghul is stirring up some hot coals, and he holds up that metal thing, and it's the same symbol.
See, I haven't watched Batman Begins in so long.
Yeah, see, I'll be paying attention to stuff like that because I'm smaller.
Talia. So, since Talia and Bruce had sets and made love, she could have actually got pregnant with Damian Wayne from the comic books before she died.
Yeah, but she died.
She died.
Yeah, someone could. They never took. Someone could have took her body.
They killed Ra's al Ghul, and he's immortal in the comic book. You can't kill him.
There's no magic to
Well, I'm saying one of Bane's goons could have went and took her body. Because I'm sure they just left her sitting there in that
truck. That's the problem. They wouldn't survive. I mean, by the time they got to the end of the movie, that was, what, 3 months from them fucking?
That is true.
So, no.
Could have been.
Sorry, brother.
Kill yourself, fool. But,
Well, I mean, that's the beauty of it. That's how you get out of it.
But,
I guess for the purpose of the show, it's called The Prison Rise.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It's a hole in the ground.
Literally.
And we had no idea what country it was in. Wherever,
it looks like Afghanistan.
Wherever the ghouls,
I don't know,
wherever like the ghouls come from.
Uzbekistan.
Yeah, it's somewhere. It's a stand.
Yeah.
It's somewhere it looks like either Middle East or like Central Europe. Somewhere around in there. I don't know.
And we find out that first they teased that Bane was the son of Ra's al Ghul. But then we come to find out it was. Could they say that Bane's the child, which everyone assumes is Bane, is what the only person to escape from the prison. But come to find out it was Talia that escaped, and Bane was her protector. I don't know why. Did they ever explain why people attacked her? Oh yeah, because they
were inmates, but Bane. They saw the innocence in her and wanted to protect. She was the only innocent thing down there.
You talking about why they attacked her?
Yeah, him and her.
Because
Ra's al Ghul had made it.
No,
they attacked her probably because her mom, because they're women. You know,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they wanted some.
Yeah.
They wanted to violate her.
Right. They wanted to violate this little girl that was had a
pretty
boy
much,
haircut.
Yeah,
boy haircut.
Yeah, and that's what threw everyone off.
Right, and Bane's is like, no, they're innocent.
That's
no,
cool.
They're innocent. I am Gotham's record.
That was actually more Yoda.
Yeah, Yoda right now. Okay.
Let's see.
So, yes, whenever I go back and rewatch The Dark Knight Rises, I'm going to try to memorize all of Bane's quotes, because he had many of them.
He had many.
Yeah.
I'm always bad at remembering quotes because my memory is bad anyway.
My other favorite one in the movie when he's fighting Batman and the first fight, and he's like, Mr. Wayne, your victory is weak at you.
How did he know that Bruce was Batman?
I just assume, in the comics, because he figured it out
in the comic book, so.
Everyone's so smart, I guess.
Yeah.
Or, like I said, he was under Ra's al Ghul, so it was probably one of the race.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I guess so.
But, I mean, my thing, I mean, you know, he would be the only character if they didn't explain how he knew he was Bruce Wayne, I'd be cool with that.
At least the Joker never found out.
Who says he did?
Yeah.
He never brought it up in Dark Knight.
That's
something, I
think in the comic book, Joker knows who he is. He just doesn't tell because he needs him.
Yeah. He needs to keep the party going.
Yeah.
It's no fun without Batman.
It ain't no fun with the homies going,
Yes, we like to break out in song every year.
Our life is a musical.
When we're all together.
Our life is a musical.
So, Talia Ghul escapes by making this leap, climbing up the... Because the prison is basically a hole in the ground with a bunch of ledges that you can use to climb out. But, of course, some stuff you have to leap to get to some of the different... ledges and whatnot.
Right.
So Bane, of course, breaks Batman's back or snaps his vertebrae, and
I will break you.
And
he said, "Well, it was something like I will reveal my plan, and then I will break him. I will break you.
You can die when I say so."
Yeah.
But so he leaves Bruce in there, and some of the inmates feed him enough to keep him alive so he can watch on TV.
And they would feed him something oddly enough that looked like corn chips. I don't know.
The way Bruce was chomping them down, boy.
They were good, too.
I like I like the idea of, let's just tie you to this rope and let you hang here until your back straightens up.
Right.
Chiropractors, take notice.
I know, right? So I charge a lot of these people this money.
Until he can stand up straight. Right. Which he, of course, yeah. He's Batman, so he eventually did.
Right.
And I liked how, so, like I said, we're jumping all over. The
That's what we do.
The 30,000, I think they said, police or 3,000 police force is all trapped underground.
Well, what happened, Bane had put people in Gotham, and he was mixing concrete with
explosives so he could create a big, giant bomb in a wall, you know. And, all over the place.
And that's where, from the trailer, you saw where the football field was falling in. That was Heinz Field. Pittsburgh Steelers, baby. And you saw Heinz Ward on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And returning to kickoff.
And returning to kickoff. He was the only man that survived.
Yeah.
Yeah. Touchdown.
Heinz Ward will survive my blast.
But, yeah.
Yes, I am working on my Bane impression. I've been working on it.
Yeah, but and basically, while in that explosion, the police force went down there to try and flush out Bane
because Bane's hideout was in the sewers,
mm-hmm. And it was all part of Bane's plan, of course,
like a Ninja Turtle villain.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Heroes in a half shell.
Turtle power.
I don't break that.
So I like when all the cops were freed and they were marching down one side of the street and the Bane's villains were walking down the other to meet up in their big fight.
They had that X-Men rumble, like off the X-Men cartoon at night, so everybody just keeps running.
Yeah. I like how primal it was. It was like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like
they had been trapped underground for like 3 months. So they were
pissed.
Yeah, they were ready to.
They were ready to fuck some shit up.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool. And
I forgot about his. What was the name of the dude who was like, he was
Foley
commissioner?
Yeah, Foley. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was scared.
Played by Matthew Morgan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was scared at first, and then, you know, at the end you saw he went down in his
dress uniform. In his dress blues.
Yeah.
He did kind of lay there and kind of get it.
He got shot, he just laid down like a bitch, man. He's all turned to the side, hips all tulip in there.
But yeah, it was cool watching like all hell breaking loose, and then like here come Batman and Bane just calmly walking towards each other and having their fight amidst the normal people.
To kick your ass. I'm working on my Batman voice. It ain't as good as my
Batman voice.
I'll distort it on the recording for you.
Yeah,
make it sound more guttural, primal.
Thank you.
Even though I liked at the end the. One of my favorite scenes from The Dark Knight was when he beat shit out of the Joker.
Where is he? He's like, oh my god.
And he did that shit to Bane.
I'm like, oh my god, he mad as hell.
So Bane was doing, yeah, he doing all that screaming when Bane was whooping that ass. He's like, oh. As I hold my hands on my vest.
I'm going to kick your ass.
And then you will have permission to die.
Then you have my permission to die.
I thought I broke you.
The whole time he's getting his ass whooped, I'm like, see, if you ain't had that cape on, you'd probably be more get around
easier.
He didn't drag
him by that cape a couple of times.
That shit would have been funny.
Yeah, that was a primal scene right there.
Yeah, especially the backbreaking scene when you just saw that. You were like, oh, here he comes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck.
And I guess I was saying it was kind of rough seeing Batman get beat down like
and
that.
And that UFC jump punch when he just pretty much knocked the fool out of Bruce.
Because Bruce just felt like folded up like an old bitch. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's when the fight went bad for him after that.
Yeah, but it was over then.
He did that UFC punch and just turned around out of the blue.
Yeah.
But, fans like to see their heroes in tough spots, so
it was realistic because once again, this was like his first major brawl in 8 years.
Yeah, so it should be a little rusty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And imagine. Bane's been fighting pretty much every day of his existence.
Yeah, because he even said some quote about when he was in the prison, like that's when we thought that the kid was Bane. He was like, the people in the prison are saying, like, he grew up in fear or something along those lines.
He grew up, well, they made it seem like he was born in the prison.
Yeah, born.
Didn't he say he was? They implied it, but then never know.
It was Talia that really was born in the prison.
Yeah, Talia was born. Because I think they tied all those origins together.
I didn't see the light of day until I was in my...
So basically, the third part of the Batman trilogy is like Taken 2, where we saw the trailer for Taken 2. The villains, family, and friends that he killed in the first movie were seeking vengeance on him, just like Talia was seeking vengeance on Batman, kind of. So was she, if I remember correctly, was she pissed at Race for leaving her? Because she was... She said she wanted to get at him first.
She was pissed at him for
excommunicating
Bane. Yeah, so she wanted revenge on Race, but Batman beat her to it or something like that, she said.
Yeah. Then she wanted to try and fulfill his last wish.
For some reason, me and my wife had discussed it, where it's like, this one city... This family has just wanted to just take out Gotham City.
Well, no, you remember on the first one, Ra's al Ghul and Batman Begins wanted Gotham, because Gotham was pretty much, for some odd reason in this world, Gotham is like pretty much one of the most crime ridden and most advanced metropolitan cities in this world.
It needs to be cleansed.
So he's like, if this city is cleansed, it was going to be the example for everything else.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing for Batman Begins that just never... I was like, this one fucking city?
But that's Ra's al Ghul. Ra's al Ghul is a comic book, is a fanatic.
Didn't R. Kelly have a song about the city?
Gotham City!
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't even wear a Batman mask.
No. That was after the kids when he was a Piper. No, that was after the kids. Okay. This was before
In the Gotham City video, he's in the Batmobile riding around with the mask, with a Robin mask on. I promise you.
I remember that part.
I still have that damn single.
And of course, in the Boondocks, he had a mask on.
Yeah, that was
on fucking art.
But hey, he did that crap in real life.
that's why they spoofed it.
Yeah.
So, I guess now is a. And of course, like we said, Batman did live at the end.
He did.
Thanks to the zoo crew.
And Robin is going to do something along the same lines as Batman. Yes. We'll never know because Christopher Nolan's trilogy is over.
Yep.
Of course, there'll be a future Batman movies because got to make that money.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he did give notes on what is, I think it was comicbook.com, where he stated that to the next guy who's going to direct it, all I can tell him is he talked to one of the head guys of DC, and he said that pretty much Batman lends itself to anyone's interpretation well, better than most DC characters. So that's the only advice Nolan gave somebody.
Right.
And pretty much whoever gets it is going to have,
They're going to have a hard time.
Oh, yeah. And,
Because any Batman movie from here on out is going to be constantly compared.
Because Nolan kind of had it easy because he came after the debacle of Batman Forever and Batman and Robin.
So Nolan sort of had it easy. So anything would have been better. It's going to be better than those two movies.
And we did a nice... It was kind of funny seeing the Scarecrow character make it into all three movies.
He made a cool cameo again. Good, funny cameo in this one again.
As he was the judge when the...
basically chaos happened.
Yeah, when the villains take over and they run their own judicial system. Exile or death. Everyone ends up in exile and then dead.
Well, exile is death.
Yeah.
Either way,
did they explain how the ice never broke when Batman was on it?
Batman just moseyed out.
Don't you remember off Batman Begins, he was training on ice with League of Shadows?
So he can tell.
But the policemen were still on the ice too, though.
They weren't all the way out there.
They were just having a conversation, light the fire, or whatever he said.
But they weren't out there that far.
Light it. How did James
smoke it? Smoke. puff, pass, pass.
Don't break the cipher.
When James Gordon picks up that flare, how does he know to light the ground? Where to light the ground to
fill? I don't know. He's the commissioner.
He's just James Gordon.
He could have just picked up and just lit it and that's held James it in the air.
James Gordon. You don't question James Gordon. You don't trust question James Gordon nor the Batman. Neither one. Neither.
Okay.
You just let it ride, dude. Let it ride. Let that shit ride.
It rides.
Nobody told you. Did anybody like the new, what we call it? The new toy.
You know, it was actually pretty cool. It's ugly as fuck.
I like how they.
It looks cool.
Each movie they introduced a new toy.
Yeah.
First movie was the Batmobile tank. Second one was the
Bat Pod,
and then the Bat.
Yes.
Wing.
It was just the Bat.
Yeah. I'm calling it the Bat Wing.
No, it's riding water, the right. Bat.
So yeah, that was cool seeing him
flying
around the city, dodging heat-seeking missile. I'm assuming is what it was. Any other? Let's see. I think
we talked about the toy. We talked about the plot.
Yeah, good plot. Movie clocks in at 2 hours 45 minutes.
Yeah. It's a long
one. You know, it sort of hits the dull period once all the.
Well, yeah, a couple
when days. When Bane frees all the prisoners in whatever prison that was.
Blackgate because they don't have Arkham in the movie.
Yeah, not anymore. Arkham was destroyed.
In the Batman movies.
Oh, well, so was Wayne Manor, but that was rebuilt.
Brick by brick.
Well, yeah, but they don't have Wayne money.
that Wayne money.
Yeah, you got that Wayne money.
Yeah, I wonder.
I mean, Bruce Wayne, not Lil Wayne. Bruce Wayne.
Wow. But I mean, if you're a Batman fan, I mean, like a true Batman fan, and you love the character, I think the ending of it is what you really, really would want for Bruce eventually. Because, you know, as tragic as he's a very, very tragic character, and you want him to, at some point in this time, like, find peace. You know, before he dies.
But peace to him is fighting crime and saving Gotham.
That's not real peace.
That's not
real peace.
Man. We can bring up how everyone is always shot and wondering why Bruce is always, or Batman is constantly trying to save the city.
That's
where he was born.
He loves that city. And he really does not want anything.
I'm a bad man.
Right.
Isn't that the...
Another R. Kelly.
Is that
so hot? I love it.
However, whatever else he says in it.
That's from the Shaft soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
Which I have, and it belongs to Rodney. Anyway. Adam Black. Yeah, you let me borrow it like years ago. It's at the house.
Oh, that has that Carl Thomas song on it.
I think so.
Yeah, that was a good soundtrack. Not that good a movie, but a good soundtrack.
Yeah.
Anywho, but yeah, I think the ending is what you would want for Bruce. You want Bruce to finally be at peace with his parents' death and his life, and just to be happy. Yeah. You know,
it kind of oddly coincides with the new. We keeping up with Batman. I don't know what they've done with Batman. If he's going to be his Batman, Adam Black or Tim Dalton's Batman in the 52, the new 52 for DC. Okay, I haven't read that one song, though, but I know the last ones they were doing were after the whole Gotham City debacle, Batman's disappeared. This one, Tim Drake takes over. He's Batman for...
Well, no, that was Dick Grayson.
Dick Grayson.
Tim Drake's Red Robin. He was never Robin in this.
In the new 52. Which is angering. So
and there were and at first they said there were previous Teen Titan teams, and now they're none.
I read the new one, that one was pretty good. But like I was saying, the other one, Batman later branches off and he creates Batman Incorporated. He's trying to create Batman pretty much around the world in other countries. He's kind of everywhere. He's kind of trying to exit away from being Batman.
So. Yes. So I guess we can end it with giving our Click Nation movie rating.
Ratings.
We have it from a 5 to 0 is our rating scale.
Or 0.5.
0.5.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, 0.5.
So,
0.5, half star.
Yeah, we'll give, yeah. If we really hate your movie, we're going to give you a half star.
I'll just, if I hate you, I just won't give you a star.
I'm going to give you a half
0.
I won't let you know how bad that shit is.
I'll give The Dark Knight Rises a 5. It was a great movie. I can't wait till next weekend when I go see it again so I can try to catch the stuff I missed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Who's next?
I give it a 5.
That would be Leroy Jetstream.
I give it a 5 as well.
That's Adam Black and even Mr. Banff.
Of course, the mighty Banff. I give it a 5. I mean, it's so good, I saw it twice in the same day. So,
yes, twice in the same day.
Twice in the same day.
Six, three,
You wanted to say damn time, same damn time.
No, I was going
to
say that's...
you wanted to rant your mind.
He gave,
I was looking at you.
He gave 6 hours of his day to that movie.
Right. We love it. It's a fantastic film. Like I said, it's not without its faults, but it is a emotionally satisfying ending for this trilogy. It's, you know, it's a true trilogy. It's where you wanted it. It ended where you wanted it to end. So, you know, yeah.
Nice.
I did want to bring up the only tidbit of news I had brought up. I talked to Banff about it and Tim Dog was that Rotten Tomatoes had some reviews for the movie on Tuesday, and there were 3 negative reviews, and people who had not seen the movie basically went on the Rotten Tomatoes website and just went nuts and started threatening these people for giving bad reviews. So because of that, they had to drop the whole comments part from the reviews because people were just spreading so much hate. And I know Banff, you know, hates...
It's, commenters?
Yeah. No, I just hate stupid shit.
Oh.
Okay. You know, if someone doesn't like a movie that you love, guess what? That's okay. People are entitled to their opinions. The fact that these people, I mean, some of these fans are absolutely ridiculous. I mean, the fact that a reviewer who may or may not like comic book movies gives this movie a bad review does not constitute you sitting up there threatening these people's lives. That's absolutely ridiculous. Why even bring it like Samuel Jackson when the chick gave a negative review for the Avengers and he's telling folks to shut the fuck up, you know? But I'm like, who the fuck?
I hadn't heard that.
I
remember reading some reviews. People saying like Amazing Spider-Man was better than Avengers, which is fine. I don't agree.
I don't agree with that.
They're wrong, but you know, I'm not going to threaten them. I mean, okay, well, bitch, if you think that, you're just stupid.
Mm-hmm. I guess we could talk about Avengers versus Batman, Dark Knight Rises, how people want to compare the two movies because they're both based on comic book characters.
Oh, this is going to be controversial.
Yeah. But I don't even think they need to be compared to each other because they're totally different movies.
They're totally different movies.
One, of course, is more like a comic book, more flashy and
colorful.
Colorful.
Yeah.
And Batman, or all these Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy movies are more based in reality and they tell a greater story overall compared to the Marvel movies, even the solo movies.
Right.
But I enjoy both of them for what they are. I loved Avengers when it came out because it had all these characters together under one movie and they were kicking ass and I forget the director's name off the top of my head right now.
Joss Whedon.
Yeah, Joss Whedon basically told a great Avengers tale. Same with Christopher Nolan telling great Batman stories. But I don't even think you can say like, oh, one's better than the other because I just sort of put them in different categories. I had no problem with someone saying, oh, Dark Knight Rises is better than Avengers or vice versa, because, I mean, it's your opinion.
True.
So, that's my thoughts on that.
Yeah.
Anyone else want to?
Well,
I mean, my thought as far as on critics and even with us reviewing stuff, people, look, this is our opinion, so we're just reviewing. Especially me, look, I like what I'm going to like, and I don't pay attention to any reviews. If I like a movie that's coming out, I'm going to go see it. And fuck it. And me and Mr. Bam, we go at it all the time, because Mr. Bam is like, nigga, your taste suck. And this happens a lot.
And it does.
And I'm still going to like what I like.
Right.
Fuck you, nigga, but I'm still going to like what I like. So,
I believe you just tried me up on this damn show. We gotta get slapped.
But you should.
I mean, no one's opinion should drive you to the point of wanting to hurt,
make threats,
especially like an opinion over something as trivial as a fit movie. You know. I mean, if this was a Ku Klux Klan member and they were saying, You know, black people are inferior. Yeah, you should be mad at that. Yeah, you should want to kick this dude's ass because that's ridiculous. You know, but it's a movie. You know, it's a very good movie. It's one of the best comic book movies I've seen. But if somebody don't like it, okay, cool. You don't like it. I'm not trying to kill you over that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's stupid. That's just fucking ridiculous. I mean, we got enough dumb shit going on in the world. Y'all sitting up there, you know, you got better shit to do than sitting there threatening somebody through a fucking computer because you ain't fucking man enough to do that shit in nobody's face. That's the main motherfucking problem.
Yeah, that's the main problem with a lot of these, you know, internet people that make comments. And it's internet haters.
You know what I'm saying?
They hate on stuff, and I know some of you guys are like little kids and pubescent teens who just want to say suck and like to see it on the screen.
You like to talk bad about shit just because you think it's cool. You know what I'm saying? You know what's my arch nemesis name? 519. What the fuck? Yeah, bitch. I still ain't forgot about your bitch ass. Please reply back, bitch ass.
Yes, let us know who you are, 519, and keep listening.
Keep listening. I'm gonna berate your bitch ass every fucking time chance I get on your little hoe. Elocution lessons. Fuck you, bitch.
So yeah, if you disagree with us or any reviews on any other websites, it's fun to, you know, get in discussions and debates over comic books and movies. We love doing that stuff. That's the reason we're podcasting.
Right. We love the baby. Yeah, but don't threaten anybody. I mean, come on now, don't threaten anybody.
We just doing this for fun, you know, and that was their job. That's all they were doing. They had to give a review, and they gave their
opinion.
They gave an honest opinion.
Right.
Man, your opinion sucks.
Fuck you! You know what I'm saying? Some motherfuckers putting up there, your punishment must be more severe. It's like, man, really?
Your punishment will end when I say it.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, really? You honestly that pissed off over a fucking movie review?
Like I said, the movie you haven't seen yet.
A movie you hadn't even seen?
At that point, one had seen, none of the public had actually seen this movie.
You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? They might have been telling the absolute truth. This movie could have sucked.
I guess people overseas had seen it, right?
No. I don't think it had been reviewed. Mm-hmm. I don't think it had been released anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And these were just purely, the critics had their chance to review it and give it a review.
Right. I mean, come on, y'all. I mean, we got enough shit going on in the world. We got a crazy-ass dude in Colorado killing people at this damn movie premiere. You know, come on. Really? You know. Oh, and another thing that pisses me off. Who gives a fuck if Dark Knight makes more money than Avengers? Getting fucking paid for it? if you getting some Dark Knight royalty checks, and you know if Dark Knight makes more money than Avengers, yeah, you should have you. If you have that kind of vested interest, yeah, you should say, I hope it beats Avengers. Man, that's fucking stupid.
Comic book wars.
Marvel
versus DC.
Nolan Knights versus Marvelites. Bitch, suck. Grow the fuck up. Y'all grown ass men on a fucking forum fighting over if the Avengers is better than Dark Knight. Who gives it? Oh, that shit pisses me off. I'm sorry, I'm mad.
I mean,
fucking idiots.
No more than probably this match.
Oh, yes, we have. We're watching the replay of Monday Night Raw on the TV as we're recording, and saw Abraham Washington was picking
Darren Young's
yeah. hair outside the ring.
Yeah.
That was
funny. Oh, wow.
Yeah, super cool. Everybody got to get the check.
So I guess I just happened to check my phone real quick. I see, because I tweeted that we were recording, and Kojak Delta, the real tweeter.
He
said,
we love you, Kojak.
What did he say? He said, let me know which one was better, Batman or Avengers. He was reading our mind.
Damn it, Kojak!
Definitely, I would say, as far as it, I'm just rating it as a movie, Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Dark Knight Rises, but that's just because I like smart movies that make me think.
I say Dark Knight Rises, but you know, Kojak, your boy, your loyal listener, but you know you're gonna see them both. But anyway, Dark Knight Rises.
But yeah, it's not like you were saying like
both. Yeah, just look at them both, man, both and fucking man. Enjoy. Yeah, you don't even matter.
I'll say that I'll be different and say Avengers because.
You feel that way anyway.
I mean, I've seen Batman movies before.
I know you were sitting there. You was
I had never seen Iron Man and Thor and Captain America on the same screen together. So.
You know. I mean, you know. But you know what? That really doesn't even matter, man. I mean, we living in a time where being a geek and a comic book fan is this like the greatest time for us.
Yes, it really is. We used to be hard and it used to be bad. Especially a black geek. You know how hard it was to
be a black geek? Right. You know, I mean, but now we getting quality movies made about these comic book characters that we all grew up and we love. And this is like the best time in the world to be a geek. It really is.
And we don't even have to hide about it, because comic book movies at this point right now
are mainstream
and the best produced movies at this point right now.
You know, yeah, you ain't got to hide, man. It's actually cool to be a geek. You know what I'm saying?
It's cool. It's cool to be, you know, reading combos. Because I remember, like, way back with me and Mr. Adam Black, and we'd be at work, and people would give
us hell.
Well, it give you more of a hard time by reading the combo. They give me no hard time about it, because, well, they thought I was crazy anyway. But they would give us a hard time about, what are you still doing reading the comic book? You're 25.
Yeah.
Reading the comic book.
That's the time when you should just roll up on that motherfucker and say, bitch, I'm 25. That's why I'm reading this fucking comic book, because I can.
That's true.
Go sit the fuck down. But that's so my true. Response for, like, shit.
That is so true. Because us adults, if there are any kids listening, stand up, being an adult is fun. Okay, yeah, you got bills and all that stuff. No one tells us when to go to bed. No one really tells us what to do. And you know what, kids? I can eat as much candy as I want to eat. All night and ice cream, and I can get a bellyache, and ain't nobody gonna stop me from doing nothing.
Right.
So that's one of the fun things of being an adult. You can do whatever you want to do. Yeah, you know the consequence.
Yeah.
But you can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And you can go to whatever movie you want to see, whatever the critics say.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, I guess that's a good ending point for our show.
We're at an ending point.
Yes. So check us out on our website, theclicknation.com. Follow the Twitter account, @TheClickNation, Facebook.com/TheClickNation is the page you need to go and like. Follow us on our individual Twitter accounts. I'm @TimDogg98.
I'm @D_Adam_Black on Twitter.
And I am @Leroy_Jetstream.
And I am @MrBam. That's MISTABAML. That's right. Bane in this bitch.
And I think we had a couple of comments from our website. But I'll save that for the next time we get together.
Can you do Bane Ramirez have an argument?
Hey, you said comment? Anybody I need to like jump off?
Oh, nah.
Okay, good.
I'm going to save those for our next recording, because it's kind of just, since we're all together under one roof, I want to get our thoughts on Dark Knight Rises.
Yes.
But we'll be back with more Twitter and Facebook and email and website comments from you guys later. Thanks for listening. And I'm Tim Dogg, Tim D-O-double-G from the Click Nation, and we are signing off. We'll
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Up in a body bag.